we're going to do some Vipassana meditation. So you're going to want to position the body in a posture that you can hold still without having to move. The reason you want to do this, is a couple of them. One is that we're going to be trying to look at subtle sensations in the body. And if you're constantly moving, then the sensations that arise from moving can be distracting or obscuring of the subtler sensations. And also the untrained body mind tends to just adjust itself every time it becomes uncomfortable. And in order to prevent the body mind from doing that, you have to be aware of the present moment. So the not moving reinforces a continuous awareness of the present moment. Mindfulness means that you're aware of the present moment. So it can be useful to settle the body in, starting with the feet or the legs, arranging them so they'll be comfortable. If you're on a bench or a cushion, you want to make sure that the blood flow isn't restricted because that can become painful. Straightening the spine. If you're sitting on a cushion, you have a good back, and if you're sitting in a chair, maybe you don't. But one of the things that's important about keeping the mind bright is the amount of core tension in the body. So you want to be sensitive to that. If you notice that the mind is sleepy or sluggish, you want to increase the intensity of the energy of the core of the body. If you notice that the mind is restless and agitated, then you want to try and relax the body a little bit. So straightening the spine, intentionally relaxing the shoulders, just letting the arms hang down. One way to adjust the intensity of the core is by the placement of the hands. I like to use a mudra or hand position where the thumbs are touching. I notice if the mind begins to get a little bit sluggish, the thumbs tend to drop, and so you have a little bit of feedback. And you know to straighten up again and brighten in the mind. If you lift the hands off the lap, that increases the muscle tension in the core of the body and is a way of brightening the mind. If the mind is too agitated, then laying the hands on the lap is a better way to go. Tucking in the chin, placing the tongue on the roof of the mouth, it helps with the circulation of saliva so that you don't have to swallow or cough. Just letting the breath go in and out as it will, no effort to control it. And when you're ready, bring your attention to auditory thinking space. So inside the head, between the ears, or actually at the opening of the ears. If you haven't located it, just think of a single sentence and repeat it over and over again until you find the geographic location of where you hear auditory thinking. And then keep your attention there. So sustaining awareness of auditory thinking space. And when you're ready, begin the meditation technique of teasing out single thoughts from perseverating thoughts, using the three labels, rest, one, repeating. I'll do a little out loud. Rest. Rest. One off. Rest. One off. Rest. You get the idea. That's as good a bell as any.